T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Lost. Your boss? Neighbors? Random online reviews? No. When it comes to remodeling, you can trust Nary. All Nary members are experienced, proven, qualified, and verified by local people who know the industry and have your back. Start your next home improvement project by finding a professional on NaryMilwaukee.org. Nary Milwaukee. Local. Trusted. Proven.
Are you in good hands? Hi, my name is Tom Gordy, agency owner for Allstate Insurance in Brookfield, and we are excited for our new location in Heartland. As a Greendale Martin Luther graduate, we are proud to sponsor the Allstate Insurance Youth Sports Show. As a second-generation Allstate agent, our promise is to deliver a strategy to protect you and your family from whatever life may throw at you. Google the Tom Gordy Allstate Agency today, and we'll make sure you are in good hands.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Summer is a great time to start a garden. If you've been spending more time indoors, you might want to consider an indoor garden. Miniature citrus trees, pineapples, tomatoes, and chives are all plants that can be grown indoors and also provide you with food. And if you are doing some gardening outdoors, note that the common household product vinegar can be a safe and effective weed killer. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
WSSP Milwaukee. WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa.
W289 CB Milwaukee.
You're listening to The Bart Winkler Show.
On your home for live and local sports talk. AM 1250
and 105.7 FM.
The Fan.
A radio.com sports station.
Jovial, caring, wacky, live and local. It's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Free hour of the Bart Winkler Morning Show. No Bart Winkler. He'll be back on Monday morning. A little load management for Winks. But you can still find him and bother him on Twitter at WinksThinks. Ryan Horvat in for the last hour. Special thanks to Tim Allen, who had a previous engagement. But he'll be back with you guys all season long after each, well, actually before the pitch, pregame and postgame for the Milwaukee Brewers. Spring training 2.0 underway. Major League Baseball testing going on right now at the summer camp. So hopefully we'll get some good news this weekend. Hopefully not a whole lot of positive tests, but we'll continue to break down Major League Baseball. Talk a whole bunch of baseball. Tim in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6. Today, everything else as planned. Bill Michaels, 10 to 2, immediately following this program. Wendy's Big Show takes you home from 2 to 6. And then again, Bart off tomorrow. I'll be in 5 to 10. We're going to talk a lot of NBA basketball. That's what we're about to talk about right here. We'll talk Major League Baseball. And maybe I'll throw some golf picks your way. Also some Premier League soccer picks, if you're into that sort of thing. A whole lot of soccer today. Golf underway. Got to take a look at that leaderboard right now. That got underway about 3 hours ago. So we'll take a look at the golf leaderboard, keep you guys up to date on what's going on right now. It's always nice to have some live sports, even during a pandemic. Nice to have just some golf going on this weekend. Anything is better than nothing. 414-799-1250. You guys could chime in. Again, it's a commercial-free hour. talk about whatever you like. Ricky Fowler right now, actually, with the lead over at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He's 4-under through 8 holes. So Ricky Fowler, who I actually did place a bet on to finish in the top 20, good start for him. We know the story of Ricky Fowler, though. Day 2, day 3 might not be as nice. Yesterday, the Bucks were open for media availability. We played some of the Giannis sound earlier on in the show. Some really good stuff from Giannis. We'll get into that a little bit more tomorrow as well, both on the pregame show and the Bart Winkler morning show. But Giannis says there should be no asterisk next to this season for the eventual NBA champion. Same thing I've been saying for the last couple of weeks when we talk about this Orlando, Florida restart, the bubble. I just don't think you could put an asterisk next to the NBA champion this year. I think this will be the toughest title to win in NBA history. There's no home court advantage, even if you played the regular season the right way, like the Milwaukee Bucks did. You didn't use a whole lot of load management. Every team has to follow the same protocol. Everybody gets placed in a bubble. These guys can't go out to dinner after the games. They can't go to nightclubs. No more Instagram models. Joel Embiid, you got to stay away from the poker table. No Pato for you in the future. Even the Orlando Magic, the hometown team, they have to be in this bubble or else it would defeat the purpose of putting teams in a bubble. And so I agree with what Giannis said. No asterisk. I would argue that this would be the toughest NBA championship to win in league history. It'll be interesting to see what the product looks like. It'll be interesting to see if guys are in shape. You know, now most teams are able to get back in their facilities, which is why we got media availability with the Bucks yesterday. But there's a big difference between being in shape and being in NBA game shape. 4 or 5 trips, if you play pickup basketball, you know this. And if you're running full court and not just half court, 3-4 trips up and down the floor, you're a little tired. You take a hard screen, you go up for a rebound, catch an elbow. It takes a while to adjust to get used to that again. So we'll see what the product looks like. Mike Budenholzer also talked to the media yesterday, Bucks head coach. Talked about how he's been keeping busy, how the players have been keeping busy. The Bucks, I would argue, probably have the best chemistry in the entire NBA. On the court, off the court, you know, you see the pregame ritual they do where they kind of beat the hell out of each other and perform WWE wrestling moves on each other. Great chemistry. A team like Philadelphia, all the talent in the world, but not great chemistry. And in fact, one of their players, Tobias Harris, did an interview with NBA.com just last week and said the same thing. We got all the talent in the world here, but our chemistry has not been so great here in 2019-2020. So the Bucks are the favorites in the Eastern Conference. But Mike Budenholzer talked a little bit about his team and how proud he is of his guys for keeping busy even while being quarantined, working on their bodies, working on their game. And we're all hoping for the restart to be successful. And just imagine being a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, probably your best opportunity to win a championship. Here's Mike Budenholzer yesterday.
Yeah, it meant a ton to me. Meant a ton to our players. Meant a ton to our organization. I was incredibly, I couldn't be there. I was traveling to see my family and get some time with my parents. So I would have loved to have been there in March with them, but to watch and to read and observe and to hear their thoughts and comments, I couldn't be more proud. I'm hopefully a part of fighting for change and fighting for justice and fighting for better as we go forward.
Again, Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer talking with the media yesterday. Good to hear Coach Bud's voice. Also talked about Eric Bledsoe. My biggest concern, we keep talking about it, what's the biggest obstacle for the Bucks? Is it the Miami Heat? Is it the Lakers? Is it the Clippers? Who is it in the Eastern Conference? Who is it out West? The biggest obstacle, I think, will be COVID-19, because if a couple players test positive, they'll shut this whole thing down, which is a scary situation. Whereas in Major League Baseball or in Korean League Baseball, it was the same thing. One player tests positive, they shut down the entire league for 2 to 3 weeks. We've seen 5 or 6 golfers now on the PGA Tour test positive. They just send them home. We saw a UFC fighter, a couple of them actually, and a couple trainers test positive. They just cancel those fights and send them home. Adam Silver on a conference call the other day said that if players test positive in the bubble, they got to shut this entire thing down. So I think that that's the biggest obstacle for the Bucks, is just nobody testing positive for COVID, to be quite honest. Also, a thing that concerns me a little bit is Eric Bledsoe playing minutes in the fourth quarter when things slow up and it becomes a half-court game. Coach Bud talked a little bit about Eric Bledsoe and what it's going to be like playing with no fans. Again, the Bucks, they should be the number one seed in the East. They're going to be the number one seed in the East. But what benefit do they get from it?
Well, I think, you know, Eric has been so good for us and is so important to us. And, you know, I think he's as excited as anybody about getting back to the playoffs and, you know, continuing what we hope is a really long run. And, you know, fans, not having fans is going to be really hard for everybody. They're so important to us. They give us so much. And the game is, you know, I think built for the fans. But, you know, I think Eric has a fight and a competitiveness that, you know, I think sometimes he feeds off the fans, and it's something that can really help him. But, you know, whether it's Eric or any of the players, I think, you know, the ability to just focus in on what we're doing and what's important and have, you know, very limited distractions, you know, maybe it helps our whole team. Maybe it helps players in general. And we certainly have, you know, high expectations for Eric, high expectations for our group. And we're going to have to figure out how to do it, you know, without fans in this case. And anything that helps any of us, you know, we'll take it,
you know, maybe,
if that's the case.
Maybe playing, again, Mike Budenholzer, Bucks head coach, maybe playing without fans in attendance would be a good thing for Eric Bledsoe. Because like Bud said, sometimes I think he lets the fans get to him, especially when the Bucks are on a run, because they like to run. And that's what Eric Bledsoe's at his best. Regular season basketball, that's all teams do is run. Not a whole lot of defense being played. But then in the playoffs, obviously, everybody defends, and it becomes a half-court game, and that's where he struggled in the past, mainly the Toronto series last year, where George Hill was stealing minutes in the fourth quarter. Coach Bud also says that he takes responsibility for everybody's health. That's what you like to hear from your head coach.
Well, certainly I have to take responsibility for myself and make sure that I'm, you know, doing things that are healthy and wise, you know, for my own individual health, but more importantly, for everybody around me, whether it be my family, my friends, my neighbors. You bring it to work, you know, the players and the staff. And, you know, so I think, I'm not sure if this was a question, but I think, you know, as a leader, it's important that I follow the guidelines that, you know, if it's time to wear a mask, that I wear a mask. If I expect other people to wear a mask, then I need to do it. And social distance and temperature checks and, you know, all of the, go down the list of protocols. If as a leader you're not doing them, then I don't know how you can expect the others to do them. So I think there's a role for all of us to play, including myself.
Again, the Bucks, they've been off for a couple months, but we forget they're 53-12. They're right now plus 275 in Las Vegas at Caesars to win the NBA championship. You place a $100 wager, you'll get $275 of profit. The remaining schedule, they get the Celtics, they get the Rockets, they get the Nets, who are literally bringing nobody into this bubble. Everybody is opted out or they're injured. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. They get the Heat, which could be a potential second-round matchup. They get the Mavericks, they get the Raptors, they get the Wizards, and then they get the Grizzlies. The Bucks, even after a layoff, I'm not really concerned with them. They've been dominant on the defensive end this season. Their 101.6 defensive rating is by far the best in the league. They're beating teams by an average of 11.3 points per game. I've thrown this stat out there already today. That'd be the fifth largest average margin of victory in NBA history. The four teams ahead of them, the 1972 Lakers, the 71 Bucks, the 96 Bulls that went 72-10 and won a championship, the first of the second three-peat for the Bulls, and then the 2017 Warriors all won titles. But the Bucks had a lot of momentum, and now they've been off for a couple months. How will that affect the team? Here's Coach Bud.
You know, I think just generally speaking, we try to be really balanced and really just kind of have a same approach every day. We've had some times when we've lost two or three games in a row and we don't change a lot, and we've won some 10, 12 games in a row and our approach doesn't change. So I think momentum, while it's real and can happen, it's not something we think or talk about, and we're just excited to get back and get working and playing and, you know, participating in the playoffs.
So you'd hope that momentum would carry over, but we really have no idea. But the good thing about the Bucks is you have you got the MVP of the league, soon to be two-time MVP of the league. And I'm going to do my NBA season awards tomorrow with Evan Heffelfinger, and I'm going to not only give Giannis the MVP, but I got another award for him as well. And this isn't just me being a homer. This is me being a basketball fan. And I think Giannis is the defensive player of the year, right? I think Brooke Lopez should even be in consideration. I think he's been one of the better rim protectors in the league this year.
So I think the Bucks will be all right because you have a young player like Giannis. Chris Middleton's still pretty young. Eric Bledsoe pushing 30 years old. But you also have a lot of veterans on the team. The Lopez brothers, they've been in playoff situations before. Kyle Korver was on a 60-win Atlanta Hawk team that was coached by Bud before, played in the playoffs, played against LeBron, like every other team in the East that was kind of a flash in the pan, ran into LeBron. So I'm not really worried about them staying prepared and their focus right now. But how has the team stayed close when they haven't been able to get together?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly been, different for all of us, just like, you know, it's been different for everybody in the world. So, but I think, you know, when you're really close and you have deep and meaningful relationships, you find ways to stay connected. And so whether it's Zoom calls or team meetings or texting and phone calls, we certainly have been, you know, able to both with the staff and with the players, I think, keep a really high degree of connectivity and, you know, just continue to foster those relationships that, you know, I think make us, or, you know, make a difference for us, you know, when we're playing, when we are together. And now you put going to Orlando and being together on the campus for, you know, what we hope is a really long time. We're certainly going to have a lot of meals together. We're going to, you know, do everything together. And, you know, I think that the relationships can grow and become even deeper. And you know, we're excited about that. Hopefully there's not too many brotherly fights and that type of stuff. But, you know, we'll probably see a little of everything.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be best friends off the court to win in the NBA. I think that that's been proven. But I think chemistry is important. Now, if you're the Miami Heat and you got Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James, and they don't get along off the floor, they're still the three best players on the planet. If you're the Warriors during that last run, not the one where Durant and Klay Thompson both go down and they lose to the Raptors, but when, you know, Klay Thompson said, I'm not sacrificing anything. I still want my touches. I want to score. I don't want to just be the best perimeter defender on this team. I'm not losing touches and losing shots to Durant. And you got Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, you got all this talent. Even if they don't like each other and they can't stand Draymond off the floor, talent's going to outweigh everything else, and they're most likely going to win a chip. But I still do think team chemistry is very important, and I think that's why the Bucks have been so successful the last couple of years, because guys like Chris Middleton have bought into this system for Coach Bud. Chris Middleton could probably go to a team like the Hornets, probably maybe even on the Wizards, and average 23, 24 points per game, 25 points per game. And yeah, he made a second All-Star team here in Milwaukee, but he sacrifices for the better of the team. Eric Bledsoe makes sacrifices. Everybody on that bench makes sacrifices, and that's what championship teams do. So, right, chemistry, how important is it? Maybe it's overrated sometimes, but I do like the way that the Bucks team interacts on and off the floor together. Coach Bud was also asked if he's worried about player safety and his own safety while being in the bubble.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, all of us individually have, you know, things that are on our minds, and but I think the biggest thing is there's just a ton of faith. And again, you know, Adam Silver as the commissioner, the NBA, their entire group, the amount that they've leaned on science and experts and pushed to put us in the safest possible environment, just put a lot of faith in the work of the NBA. And certainly we're motivated and excited about going back and playing. So between the faith in the NBA and our excitement to play, you know, most or all of my concerns are, you know, in a good place, and I'm ready to go.
Again, the biggest concern, like if you see what's happening in Major League Soccer right now, there's a team from Dallas and they all tested negative before making the trip, before they went into this bubble, because they're doing their return to soccer type tournament. I believe that starts next week in Major League Soccer. I've never watched a Major League Soccer. Actually, I've watched one Major League Soccer game in my life. I went to a Chicago Fire game, the first one ever at Soldier Field, because my uncle was selling advertising at the time, got free tickets. We went, I got a hot dog, I got a pop, and I think I left like 15 minutes into the match or the game, whatever the hell they call it. And so, there is a tournament that's about to begin. So anyway, this Dallas team, they all test negative. They get into the bubble. And since they've been in the bubble, I believe it's like 11 or 12 players and coaches that have tested positive now. So I think that that's the concern, because whereas we saw a couple positive tests on the PGA Tour last week, they just sent those golfers home. They were eliminated from the tournament, and the tournament went business as usual. The PGA commissioner said the same thing. We have to learn how to live with this virus. We can't just shut everything down. The UFC, there's been fighters that have tested positive. They just take those matches off the card, those fights off the card. They send the fighters home into quarantine. and they test everybody else. Everybody else tests negative. It's business per usual. Adam Silver said it the other night that if there's a bunch of positive tests in the bubble in Orlando, they'll shut the whole thing down. They're not just going to say, okay, LeBron James and Giannis, go quarantine for 2 weeks, bring Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton and, you know, Paul George and these guys with you, and we'll go about business per usual. If there's a bunch of positive tests, they're going to shut the whole thing down. So that's my worry for the NBA restart, because I want it to restart more than anybody. I love hoops, but I don't want to restart it and then postpone it, or restart it and then cancel the damn thing in the second round without crowning a champion. That's my biggest concern. And so you really need players, unfortunately, to follow directions. And I know some of these rules suck. Can't shower after a game. I mean, now they're going to allow you to shower after a game, but it's like looked down upon. You can't leave your hotel. You're eating every meal with your teammates. No more catered meals. I mean, these are first world problems, I get, but it still sucks. And so Damian Lillard from the Trailblazers, all-star guard, said that he has concerns. He doesn't think people are going to follow the rules, which would be a bad thing, because if one player gets COVID, passes it to everybody, then the league would get shut down. So Coach Bud was asked, how are you going to keep the players focused? I mean, yeah, you're playing basketball. It's kind of basketball and chill. That's what Damian Lillard called it. Said he's going to bring his PlayStation 3, his PlayStation 4, his recording studio pretty much to record rap albums and mixtapes. So he's going to keep himself busy, but he's not going to leave his hotel room. And I think that everybody's going to have to be on the same page. Because again, if one player tests positive, we see how this thing's spreading. If golfers are spreading this to each other while being outside social distance, how easy would it be for NBA players that are sharing hotel rooms, sharing locker rooms, sharing the court, sweating all over each other, breathing all over each other? It'd be very easy to pick up this virus. So everybody has to be on the same page and follow the instructions. So how do you keep these players invested? Coach Bud answered that question.
Well, I think certainly, you know, the engagement or the focus of our players is one of, you know, something we talk a lot about and has been at a really high level. So, but, you know, we're coaches, so we worry about everything. We try and think about everything. And, you know, so I think, you know, in advance of going to Orlando, we're thinking of ideas how we can keep them engaged and keep them, you know, mentally in a good place, whether it be being away from families or when adversity hits and, you know, something doesn't go your way, whether it's, you know, in a game or in a series, and how you continue to focus on, you know, what makes us hopefully really good. And you worry about everything, but at the end of the day, I would say our group's focus and engagement, you know, I think is in a great place, and we'll continue to be there as we move to Orlando.
Another thing is that you have to worry about the health of people with underlying conditions, obviously, which includes high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, not just like cancer, things of that such, but you also worry about the health of the older coaches. You know, the virus affects older people. It's hard to bounce back, you know, whereas these NBA players, they're athletic, they're young, they're healthy. We've seen a lot of them test positive, a lot of them at this point. You know, Malcolm Brogdon, Kevin Durant. How about the guys that tested positive months ago? Marcus Smart, they all bounce back and they're fine, but we worry about some of the older coaches. Imagine if, you know, Phil Jackson was still coaching the Lakers and he had Tex Winter, Jim Clemens, some of the older individuals on the bench. You worry that if a player tests positive, passes it to this older individual, they could get really sick. So the NBA office yesterday assured the league's coaches association that age alone will not be enough to prevent a coach from going to the Walt Disney World Resort for the restart of the season. Now, individuals at high risk for serious coronavirus complications will not go if they have high blood pressure, things of that such, because they don't want to risk their lives. But simply being older without other risks won't put someone in that category. So it's kind of like if you want to go, if you're 75 years old, you're an assistant coach, you could go. You could go, and you could kind of, I mean, your life is in your own hands. I hate to say it like that, but that's the way that it goes. So Coach Bud, he talked about that and talked about having to make that tough decision. If there's somebody on his coaching staff and he's a little worried about him, as a friend, does he keep him home?
Probably been one of the hardest things to be a part of, to figure out, your 35 people that get to go. And it's changed some. The NBA's, you know, working with us to try and give us or put us in a position with restraints to be successful. But yeah, I think it's balance. It's like everything. You've got to have a great medical staff. And then everybody knows how important my coaching staff is to me personally. And, So, you know, you have to make some hard decisions, and you know that those people that may not be with you physically, they're going to be able to do things for you from Milwaukee and contribute and still be a part of everything we do. And maybe there's opportunities to add going forward. I think the NBA is considering that, and that would be great for us. But, yeah, incredibly difficult, and I would just say we have to balance everything.
Again, that's Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer on a conference call with the media yesterday. We also heard from Giannis, and he agreed with what I have been saying now for the last couple of weeks, that I will not put an asterisk next to the NBA champion this season. I just won't do it. I think this is going to be the hardest title to win in NBA history. No home court advantage, even for a team like the Bucks or the Lakers that played the regular season the right way, didn't use a whole lot of load management. No home court advantage. No side pieces, no Instagram models being delivered to you. James Harden can't go to the strip club. No casinos for guys like Joel Embiid. You can't even play golf. Well, you could play golf, but you could only golf with one other individual. No foursomes. Huh, nice. On or off the golf course. I think this is going to be the hardest championship to win. I don't think there should be an asterisk next to it. And every team has to go through the same process. I brought up the Orlando Magic. Technically, they're the hometown team. The playoff bubble is in Orlando. But they can't even stay at their homes. They can't sleep in their own beds or eat home-cooked meals. They have to stay in a hotel in the bubble as well. That's the whole point of the bubble, to keep players safe. So I don't think there should be an asterisk next to this season either. And Coach Bud spoke about that as well.
Probably been one of the hardest things to be a part of, to figure out, your 35 people that get to go. And it's changed some. The NBA's, you know, working with us to try and give us or put us in a position with restraints to be successful. But yeah, I think it's balance. It's like everything. You've got to have a great medical staff. And then everybody knows how important my coaching staff is to me personally. And so, you have to make some hard decisions, and you know that those people that may not be with you physically, they're going to be able to do things for you from Milwaukee and contribute and still be a part of everything we do. And maybe there's opportunities to add going forward. I think the NBA is considering that, and that would be great for us. But yeah, incredibly difficult. And I would just say we have to balance everything.
I got to apologize. There's a little ghost in the system. That's Bud on worrying about his fellow coaches. Here's Bud. Should there be an asterisk next to the NBA champion this season in a weird playoff bubble type playoff format?
Well, I think I feel like it's been said by others, and I would put myself in the camp that I feel like the champion from this, experience from this season, I think is going to be more worthy and probably more special than any champion. And every year there's things that, I guess in theory make it easier to be the champion. And every year I think there are things in reality that make it more difficult to be the champion. And usually the things that make it more difficult far outweigh anything that makes it less or easier, if that's even the right word. So I think the challenges of this season, this pandemic, everything that's happening in our country, the ability for a team to go back and compete and play against, the other 22 teams in the NBA and come out as a champion, in my mind, it'll be more special and more meaningful than every championship, to be honest with you. They're all incredible. They're all meaningful. If you won one, you can say whatever you want about it. That team, is happy.
All right, so more from Coach Budenholzer coming up. We'll also hear from Giannis as we prepare for the return of the NBA. Also, the return of Major League Baseball, spring training 2.0, awaiting some test results. Yesterday, every player tested in Major League Baseball for COVID-19. So I'm sure we'll get some of that information here throughout the day. But first, we get the latest on COVID-19, on the coronavirus, with CBS News here on The Fan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New numbers from the government show reopenings led to big job gains last month. Employers added 4.8 million positions. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
That is much more than most expected. We thought maybe 3 million. That really lends credence to the fact that the labor market likely bottomed out in April. Job gains in May, job gains in June.
Another 1.4 million people filed for unemployment. Futures markets are up. The Dow is ahead more than 400 points right now. S&P up 40 plus. Reopenings have also fueled a new coronavirus high in the U.S., and the country's top infectious disease doctor is issuing a warning. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the BBC,
"What we've seen over the last several days is a spike in cases that are well beyond the worst spikes that we've seen. That is not good news."
There are more than 50,000 new cases, the most since the pandemic began. Almost 10,000 are in California. CBS's Chris Martinez from L.A.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a three-week ban on bars, indoor restaurant dining, and other activities in 19 counties, including Los Angeles.
The bottom line is the spread of this virus continues at a rate that is particularly concerning.
Beaches in Florida's Miami-Dade County are being shut for the 4th of July weekend under orders from the mayor, while the governor is not closing them across the state.
By and large, the virus does not like sunshine, heat, and humidity.
At least 38 states report a daily rise in cases. Health officials near New York City are trying to track down about 100 young people who attended a party hosted by someone later diagnosed with COVID-19. 8 guests have tested positive. Rockland District Attorney Ed Day says no one will name names, so they've issued subpoenas.
"I will not allow to have the health of our county compromised because of ignorance, stupidity, or obstinance."
Correspondent Cammie McCormick says there will be new policies at rental homes.
Airbnb has announced it will reduce the number of unauthorized house parties, something it says has always been a priority. Now it says it's stepping up its regulations. That will include restricting anyone under the age of 25 from booking a house in their local area. It's already put these restrictions in place in Canada, where it says it's shown success.
Vladimir Putin's going to be president of Russia for another 16 years. Elections officials say 78% want him to stay. Reporter Alec Loon in Moscow says they may have had some incentive.
Some electoral officials were filmed giving money to voters, while others held raffles for cars and apartments.
This is CBS News.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa, AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Morning show, Ryan Horvath in for Bart. Bart back Monday. Had to think about that for a minute. Bart will be back on Monday, long holiday weekend. I keep forgetting it's the 4th of July, to be quite honest with you people, because it doesn't really seem like the summer yet. I've been on the golf course once, made it to the 6th hole before I broke a club. I have not been in a swimming pool. If I do go swimming, I'll be like the kid in 6th grade that doesn't want to take his t-shirt off at the pool right now because I'm so out of shape that I may be the white t-shirt guy at the pool. But it doesn't feel like summer. Hopefully that changes this weekend, 4th of July weekend. Hopefully everybody out there with some good plans to stay safe. Maybe enjoy the weather. Hopefully you find a way to watch some fireworks. I know that there will be no fireworks tomorrow night. I don't know if I'm going to travel to check them out. I don't know if I'm going to light some off. I'm not the biggest firework guy, but that's the crazy thing about me is I don't even like fireworks, but every 4th of July I need to see the fireworks. And I don't know if it's because I have a son, because I use that excuse, but he's 6 years old. Last year, I took him to the fireworks. He couldn't care less. We were there for 5 minutes. He wanted to go home. Loves being outside, loves playing baseball, camping, fishing. We just, fireworks, I find them to be overrated. Maybe you don't. 414-799-1250. Coach Bud talking to the media yesterday. Giannis talking to the media yesterday. So Coach Bud was asked, are you treating this like a new season? Because I keep making the joke that I feel almost like the last time we watched NBA regular season basketball, I feel like it was about a year ago. So is Bud going to treat this like a new season, or is he treating it like, hey, you had a week off, 2 weeks off, let's pick up business per usual? He was asked that question.
I think, you know, we're, as much as possible, I think we're going to pick things up from where we left off, but at the same time, know that we haven't played basketball for, you know, 2.5, 3 months, I think it is. And, you know, there's things that we're going to need to do to get ourselves back to playing and playing at a high level, executing at a high level on both ends. And there's practice that's important. There's scrimmaging that's important. But, you know, I don't think, you know, we're not going back to ground zero in our minds, you know, both from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, from a work that's been put in standpoint. But at the same time, we know we've got a long ways to go and a lot of work ahead of us.
Again, that's Coach Budenholzer. Will he treat this season like it's season 2.0? How's he going to treat it? 414-799-1250. We'll go out to the phone lines. Mike, you're on the Fan. Good morning. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I missed you this morning. What's up, dude?
Yeah, I had an early start this morning. I started actually at 5, so.
So you just listened to Amy Lawrence and then you were done with me, huh?
Yeah, no, that was it. You know, I had to come in early because I didn't dance around other trades, so
it's okay.
I got an hour worth of work in before anybody else showed up.
Good. So. I want to ask you a couple questions here real quick, Mike.
Sure.
Glad to hear from you, buddy. First things first, do you have the weekend off? Are you off tomorrow? Are you working a long weekend? Are you working for the 4th of July? What are you doing?
I am actually off after today. I'm actually going to have a nice long weekend and
relax.
And I could do some side work, you know, but
no, don't.
My pockets are good enough right now, so I don't need to do any side work right now.
I wish my pockets were good right now, but unfortunately...
But that's because there's no sports going and
yeah.
You can't win any money.
No, the problem
really.
Is there are sports going. I'm betting on the wrong ones, man. I'm betting on the Korean Baseball League.
That's not real sports, Ryan.
You're right,
Mike. Talking about American sports, the teams that we know and we love and we cherish and, you know, every ins and outs about them.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that you study.
Right.
I'm
nope.
sure you don't know too much about the Korean Baseball League.
I know.
I'm
like
sure
three
you're
players.
Getting a little bit more better in
yeah.
with it lately, but
yeah.
no.
I'm picking up on it. So this weekend you're off. What are you? Are you going to watch fireworks? And how are you going
to
do it?
I would love to find some. I'm hoping that there is. One of the generals at a job site, they got the first annual Motor Mayhem going at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And they were supposed to have fireworks, but they got canceled because of the corona. So I don't know where there's going to be any because I'll travel and watch them because I do enjoy a good fireworks show.
See, and that's the thing, right? I don't even care about fireworks, Mike, but it's tradition. I mean, I can't just ruin 33
right.
years and not go see the fireworks. Even when it's rained out, when weather's been bad, I found ways to go see the fireworks. I don't know how I'm going to do it this year. I honestly have no idea. And I really don't understand canceling the fireworks. I get shutting down some of the bars and restaurants, you know, no matter what, because it's 4th of
right.
July. Family's going to be in town. Things are going to be packed. I get that. Maybe it's not the safest, but the fireworks are outside.
People will do the social distancing thing, you know, on the grass and stuff and stay away from people, you know. Like you said, it's tradition. They're fireworks. And usually they only get canceled when it's dry and we had some rain so we don't have to worry about fires. You know, I'm into the fireworks a lot because my brother, he was born on the 4th of July. My mom actually went into labor.
He was born on the 4th of July?
Show.
Is he a fan of the movie with Tom Cruise?
No, you don't like him. He's not a big movie guy. He's a isolationist. He likes to keep to himself.
It's Oliver Stone, though.
No, you know, we used to do the birthday party and the fireworks, you know, every year in Cudahy, you know, at Sheridan Park. Every year it was just like clockwork. We'd all be there, the whole family, you know.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, right?
Yeah,
I just want to get together with my family.
Fireworks. I remember walking through coal when I was, probably 10 years old and sit watching a firework with my feet in the ice bucket.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I know. I love it for the tradition. Right.
Memories.
I got to get my kid to the fireworks. Exactly. Hey, what do you think about the Bucks in this restart, man? You think they're going to miss a beat or you think they're going to be all right?
I don't think so. I think with the veteran team, I think they're going to be all right. And I think, you know, with Giannis being able to not get beat down, you know, for so long, he's just going to be in beast mode and just rip it up. Like I said, I think he's going to be leading in scoring, rebounding, and blocks. And I wouldn't even doubt if he comes out and he leads with his assist. He's just going to, I think he's going to be on fire. I think the Bucks are going to have a heck of a shot to get the championship with their veteran team.
I agree, Mike.
I like it.
I agree, buddy. Hey, you have a good holiday weekend. If I don't hear from you, take care. I am in tomorrow, though, from 5 to 10. Parts off at the end, though, buddy.
You probably won't hear from me because I'll be sleeping in. But I'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks, Mike. 414-799-1250. Again, you want to talk fireworks. You want to talk Bucks basketball. Do you guys think this long layoff will affect them for the better, for the worse? 414-799-1250. Tweet at the show at 105.7FM, The Fan. And if you don't do it by now, give me a follow on Twitter at Ryan Horvat, RyanHorvat. Coach Bud talked about what he did with his time off, staying connected with the team. And I always go back to the Grateful Dead, who said, every silver lining got a touch of gray. I will get by, I will get by, I will get by, I will survive. Here's Coach Bud on the silver lining of having some time off.
Yeah, as far as the silver lining with regard to health, you know, I think certainly for us and you know, particularly as it relates to Giannis, you know, to have some time for him to, you know, really heal and get himself, you know, stronger, you know, from a physical standpoint, just in all ways, shapes, and forms is, you know, whenever Giannis gets time to put time in the weight room and Chris and Bled and all of these guys, you know, they can just kind of fine tune their bodies. I think, you know, it's a silver lining for sure, but you have to take that and give it to every other team too, you know, that has probably had a chance to get healthy. But I think that the work that our guys have put in, I certainly have been impressed with. So hopefully maybe we've taken even greater advantage of the silver lining.
What worries me a little bit is injuries, and that worries me every year in the playoffs, not just when you've been shut down for 3 months and you get back out on the floor in a bubble. But every year we do see some devastating injuries in the playoffs because it's a long season. It's an 82-game season. Guys push their bodies in these minor little lingering injuries sometimes become bigger issues. You could go back and you could look at Derrick Rose tearing his ACL against the Philadelphia 76ers. You could go back last year and watch Kevin Durant try to come back and help his team win a championship, push a little bit too hard. He missed the entire year this year. You know, you could go back and you could look at Klay Thompson tore his ACL in the finals last year, had to miss this entire season. So that's what concerns me. And that's what concerns me for Adam Silver a little bit too, because I feel like if guys come back, if guys get hurt, they'll blame it on the bubble. They'll blame it on the time off when it happens every single year because playoff basketball is so intense and guys are pushing themselves. So you see injuries. The good thing with the Bucks is if somebody does go down with an injury, if it's Giannis, they're screwed. They're not winning a title. I'm sorry. If it's Middleton, it'll be tough enough. But the good thing about the Bucks, if somebody does test positive, if somebody does pull a hamstring and they have to miss a couple games, the Bucks are, in my opinion, the second deepest team in the league. I like the Clippers bench. I like the Clippers bench a lot, but I really like the Bucks depth as well. Coach Bud talked about that.
Yeah, we fully expect all of our players to be with us. And, you know, having said that, we fully support our players 100% with any decision and whatever it is that they have. But we fully expect everybody to be with us. And then the question, the depth, I think no matter the circumstances, no matter what playoff, you know, historically or now this one and what's going to be, you know, historic opportunity in a different way, depth is always crucial to success in our eyes. And we've tried to build a roster with great depth, with great versatility. We feel incredibly good about the quality of our roster. And, you know, hopefully that's something that plays out for us in our favor. You know, we've used it a lot in the regular season. We've used it a lot in the playoffs and in the past, and we'll continue to lean on it going forward.
I love the depth of this team, but the other advantage I think the Bucks have over a lot of teams, mainly Philadelphia and some of these other teams, is that they defend in the regular season. It becomes a half-court game in the playoffs, and everybody defends. It becomes a much more physical game, and the Bucks have the best defense in the entire NBA. I mean, they got a 101.6 defensive rating. That's by far the best in the league. They're beating teams by nearly 12 points per game. They don't take nights off even in the regular season. So I think the defense will be what helps them, and I think that's where they have the advantage, definitely over any team in the East, maybe even over any team in the West. I can't think of a team that defends better on the perimeter. I think that the Bucks have one of the better rim protectors in the entire playoffs right now, and Brook Lopez. I don't think he gets the respect that he deserves, but I think that's what could carry them to a championship. 414-799-1250. Alex is in West Dallas. Alex, what's going on today, brother?
Hey, what's up, Horvath? Love the show, man. I love when you get just clean airtime.
Thank you.
It's just you.
Thanks, buddy.
So this is a treat on a Thursday for me.
I like
but
that.
But anyway, I totally agree. I was telling the screener, I think our defense is what gives me the best feeling about reaching a championship. Because if everybody's coming back a little bit rusty, a little bit out of shape, mm-hmm. but fundamentally our defense is still sound, then, you know, we should be locked down and have enough scoring either in the perimeter or in the paint, and we can beat you both ways. I get a lot of vibe, like we're the Kansas City Chiefs of, what was it, 2018, when they fell short to the Patriots, and the Patriots went on and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We kind of fell short to Toronto, and now this is kind of our second chance. I think we're kind of that underdog, but everybody knows we're the best team, but we just haven't won it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the feeling I'm getting. I also see a lot of Andy Reid in Budenholzer because, you know, had a lot of success
in the regular
in
season.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, switches cities, switches teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we're going to hoist that. I just have this feeling deep in my gut we're going to hoist that trophy this year.
God, I hope so, man. I really do hope so. That's a great comparison right there because Andy Reid, not only, you know, his time in Philadelphia, he takes the team to the Super Bowl, they fall just short. But the knock on Andy Reid up until this year was always he's a great regular season coach that just can't get it done in the biggest games, you know, against a guy like Bill Belichick. And that's also a great example. Yeah, they fell just short. And that's how it is in the NBA, though. Nobody just finds success right away. If you would have asked me 10 years ago who's going to be the top team in 2020, I would have told you it was going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder because they had James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant on the same team. But then they ended up breaking up. But it's like every team in the NBA has always had to take their bumps and bruises. Even LeBron James. I mean, he had to leave Cleveland to go to Miami to chase a title. Michael Jordan, he had to get beat up on by the Bad Boys and the Detroit Pistons for years before finally they got lucky with Scottie Pippen, and then they became the big dogs. I just think that's the way the NBA goes. So that's why when everybody was all disappointed, I mean, yeah, the collapse against the Raptors sucked last year, but it's just kind of how things go for a guy like Giannis, an MVP of the league. You kind of have to learn how to win in the playoffs. You know what I mean? It's a completely different game. It's so much more physical, the way it's officiated. It's just so much different than the regular season. So I completely
agree. Totally. And we got Giannis almost like the Mahomes here, two-time potential MVP. I mean, if we're going off that comparison, I'm 100% in. I would put my money. I'm not a betting man, but I would put my money on the Bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, buddy. All right, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Happy 4th.
Thanks, buddy. You too. Happy 4th of July. 414-799-1250. Again, the Bill Michaels Show coming up 10 to 2. We got about 14 minutes if you guys want to pop on. You could also tweet at the show at 1057FM, The Fan. I am also all in on the Bucks. And I'm not going to say, though, what I don't like, I don't want to say title or bust. Now, for me, for this season to be a success, just like I said with the Packers last year, It's title or bust. When you're this good, it's got to be title or bust. Like, I hate the people that are like, oh, the Packers were expected to go 8-8. They went 13-3. They were a game away from the Super Bowl. You know, they got beat by the better team. This season was a success. No way. When Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, when you win 13 games, when you're expected to win. This is professional sports, not CYO, YMCA basketball or baseball, where you're just doing it like for the love of it. Like, no, you're expected to win. So I would consider this season, I don't know if I'd consider it a success, but it doesn't have to be title or bust. It isn't like if the Bucks don't win the title this year, Giannis isn't signing the Supermax. That's just not true. Now, I do think that eventually you got to win a title for Giannis to stay here. He's going to want to win. Guys say the right things all the time. Anthony Davis a couple years ago said that he would never leave New Orleans. Kevin Durant never was going to leave Oklahoma City. LeBron left Cleveland twice. Left Miami. He'll probably end up leaving the Lakers. I don't know. He's getting pretty old. What is he, 37? But I don't think that I would consider the season a failure. I don't think I'd consider it a success. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't think it's now or never for the Bucks. I think that next year you got another opportunity to win a championship. The year after that. I mean, you just signed Chris Middleton to a deal. You signed Giannis to a Supermax. He could possibly win his third MVP in a row next year. If he gets it this year. So I don't think that it's like now or never, but I do think the Eastern Conference gets better next year. What's Philadelphia going to do? No clue. Are they going to continue to pair up Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, or are they going to have to break that duo up? We have no idea. But you look at the Brooklyn Nets are only going to get better because they're going to have Kevin Durant fully healthy. They're going to have Kyrie Irving fully healthy. They'll have guys like LeVert fully healthy. So I would expect the Eastern Conference to be better and there to be more parity out east. So I think this is probably the Bucks' best shot at a title. But if they don't win this year, it's not like they're never going to win a title. I hate when I hear people say that. I disagree with that. But this is one of their best opportunities. I will admit that. Bud also talked about, is this a sprint or is it a marathon? How are teams, that's what I continue to ask myself, how are teams going to treat the remainder of the regular season? Because even if the Bucks don't win one of these games in the regular, in the quote-unquote regular season, they're still going to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. The main thing is you got to get players back in game shape, rebuild that chemistry, and so you're going to want guys on the floor, but are you going to use load management? How many minutes does Giannis really need to play? You don't want him to sprain an ankle. You don't want anybody to tear an ACL or a meniscus in one of these regular season games before you even get into the playoffs. And honestly, you could really use the first round. I'm going to pencil the Magic in for the first round. I don't think the Wizards are going to make a run. I think that really, that's kind of an exhibition right there. The Magic, they got some young talent. And technically, I guess you could consider them the hometown team, even though they also have to stay in the bubble. But they're going to get beat up on. So I think really you could kind of get Giannis, get Middleton, get these guys back in game shape, even in the first round of the playoffs. But Bud was asked, is it a sprint or is it a marathon?
Well, I think every team has unique and different kind of circumstances. I think for us, considering, you know, what we've done to date, you know, I guess before March 11th or 12th, whenever it is, and where our record is, and when you combine that with the eight seeding games, hopefully that sense of the sprint is maybe not as not the same when we think about the big picture and we think about where we want to be. And you know, if you're going to use analogies, I think this is a marathon. The team that ultimately is the last one standing will have been, you know, in Orlando a long time, will have gone through a lot. It's a heck of a journey. It's going to be a special champion. And there is a sprint element to, I think, getting back and getting started. But I think to lose sight of the marathon, that, you know, it's just a different marathon. I don't know, maybe this is like, what do they call them, a half marathon or 12K or 27K or 25, whatever it is. So anyways, that's, I think we're going to have a little bit of both, at least in our camp.
One guy I do want to see get some regular season minutes. I mean, outside of Giannis, you want Giannis back in playoff in game shape, but we really need to see Chris Middleton, because hashtag people do forget that Chris Middleton was in the middle of a historic season and he was about to put an exclamation point on it. Like, if Middleton would have made one more shot before the suspension of play. So if Rudy Gobert tests positive one day later, and I forgot who the Bucks even had next because I'm losing my mind. I want to say it was the Celtics or maybe the, I don't even remember, to be quite honest with you guys. But if Middleton would have just made one more shot before the suspension, before the season was suspended, he would have made at least 50% of his shots, 40% of his three-point attempts, and 90% of his free throws. Instead, he falls just short of that accomplishment. He's shooting 49.9% overall. With the league counting seeding games as part of the regular season, he still has a chance to join that group. Now, he's obviously downplayed this, but if Chris Middleton could get into the 50-40-90 club while averaging 20 points per game, I think that'd be a huge accomplishment. And I want to see the regular season accomplishments. I want Giannis to win that second MVP. I don't think Coach Bud will be Coach of the Year. I'd give that to Nick Nurse, unfortunately, because you lose the best player in the league and you have a better winning percentage. You have a better defensive rating without Kawhi Leonard. I find that to be an outstanding job. As much as I can't stand Nick Nurse, I hate the stupid NN hat that he trademarked. I can't stand the guy, but he's a good head coach, and I think he should be Coach of the Year. But I do want to see these regular season awards because I want to see Chris Middleton get the 50-40-90 while averaging 20 points per game. That's an amazing accomplishment. Like, you guys could continue to call and rip Chris Middleton, say he's not a true number two. Find me guys putting up those kind of numbers. I could tell you you're not doing it at LA Fitness or at Lifetime Fitness. I promise you that. So we got to stop underrating Chris Middleton. He's not overrated. He's very underrated. But I also want to see Giannis get his second straight MVP. More importantly, I think I want to see Giannis get Defensive Player of the Year, and I think that he would be my favorite to win the award. Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass. Evan, been kind of a weird day. Tim did 3 hours. Then Tim had to take off. We've been talking a lot of NBA. I like what Giannis said yesterday, and I like what Bud said about putting an asterisk on the season. My argument is this is the toughest year ever to win a championship. No real home court advantage. You know, you literally can't do anything but play basketball. Would you put an asterisk next to a championship if the Bucks do win it, or do you think it's tougher to win? Sorry, now you're on.
I think that it is tougher to win. I've gone back and forth on this because I remember when all of this started in March, everyone was saying like, oh, if they just ended the season right now and they gave the Bucks a championship with an asterisk, would you mind? And I was like, why would I mind? That's a championship.
Yeah.
So now that we're actually getting back into this and I'm starting to realize how hard it is for every single team to win, I think there should be absolutely no asterisk. Or if there's an asterisk, it's for being the most difficult championship of all time.
Yeah.
Because all of these players are rested and healthy. They have no fans. They have no home court advantage. There's nothing. I mean, this is all like neutral sites. Like they're playing a college basketball game on an airship carrier. Like there's no winner or loser in this. So yeah, there has to be an asterisk, but just for being the most challenging of all time.
Right. And the thing is, like, you can't even clear your head. So if you're Chris Middleton and you shoot 3 for 16 from the floor, maybe you have a ritual after a bad game where you like to go play 18 holes of golf with some buddies, or you like to go see a movie, just get out of your hotel room. All these guys are going to be thinking about is basketball. Like Damian Lillard said yesterday, I'm going to be sitting in my hotel, and then I'm going to be on the floor. I'm bringing my PlayStation 3, my PlayStation 4, my recording studio, and all I'm going to do is think about basketball. But that's the thing. Like, these guys, if you have a rough night, you can't even clear your head. Like, I think it's like AAU basketball. Like, it's like these teams are like tournament travel teams where you're just kind of like with your 11, 12 teammates all day long. Like, they're going to get sick of each other. That's the other thing.
Although, to be fair, they're with each other every minute of every day to begin with. If I was one of these players, yeah, I'd do exactly what Dame is doing. I'd bring all of my video games, my computers, anything to just, like, distract me from what I'm doing. Maybe they can open up, like, the parks so that they can go and, like, ride a couple of rides on, like, a day off for some fun. Maybe they'll give them, like, a golf course where it's like, okay, this is the player's course.
Well, they did that, but they can't. They could only golf with one other guy.
So they'd have to go on like a twosome the entire day? Oh, man, that probably wouldn't work.
They can't play doubles on the ping pong table. It could only be one-on-one. I get it, but like some of these rules.
I don't like playing doubles for ping pong. That's way too many either. People just trying to play ping pong.
Right. I just like playing by myself like I'm Forrest Gump and hitting it against the wall. But right, I mean, these guys already do spend a lot of time, but that's just a lot of time. Like they're not going to get away from each other. And the thing is, like Dame said, you have to take it serious and stay in your room because if you go out, if you disobey the laws, I feel like I'm like my dad talking like this. But if you don't follow the instructions and you sneak out or you go to a club, which I don't know where you're going in Orlando, Florida anyway. Really, all they have is Disney. It's not like you're going to a nightclub or a strip club in Orlando. If there are some, you guys can give me a call and tell me where they're at.
James Harden will find
it. I go to Disney every year and I can't find anything fun to do.
James Harden will find a way to spend $5 million at a strip club during quarantine.
But if you sneak out and you get the virus, then you're responsible for your whole team, for the other teams, for an assistant coach who's maybe 65, 70 years old. Like, you really have to be responsible because it's not just your life that you have to be concerned with. It's everybody's, and it's everybody's experience. You don't want to be the guy. You don't want to be Damian Lillard, go out to the nightclub, get COVID, and then shut down the entire league. Well, you'll forever be that guy. Like, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, right. Look at how mad people got at Gobert. And he was just like, he went out in public to probably get dinner one night and got sick. Like, he didn't even try to do it. If he was sneaking out and going to, like, a golf course or a restaurant or something, the players will hate him. And I wonder if they're in this rejoin that they have almost like something in a contract where it's like, if you are the one who gets it because you snuck out or something, you're going to get in trouble.
Right.
That's right. The only way to keep them accountable.
That's the thing that scares me the most is just when Adam Silver says, hey, if there's a bunch of positive tests, we got to shut things down. Because I could just see that would just be such a nightmare. Bucks get to the second round, you're about to take on the Heat, and then things just shut down, just like that. I mean, I just can't think of a more depressing way to end 2020 than finally getting sports back, only to have them then ripped away. But I'm just trying to think positive. I think that we get the conclusion of the season, we crown an NBA champion. I really do truly believe that, even if I'm just saying that for my own mental health. Because I can't live in this world where it's just nothing's ever going to be normal again. I'm never going to be able to go to the movie theater again or go stay with my grandparents. If I continue to, like, I need something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to watching golf. I'm going home and, well, I say 30 seconds, but I probably won't be home until 11 a.m. I can't wait to just watch golf. Ricky Fowler's actually in contention. All I need him to do is finish top 20 and I win $100. So I just need to believe that things are going to get better and that life gets back to normal soon enough. Things will be back to normal on Monday morning. Bart Winkler back 6 to 10 for his own show, the Bart Winkler Morning Show. He's off tomorrow. I'll be in 5 to 10. We start with the pregame show. We'll talk a lot of baseball. Of course, we're going to talk a lot of NBA. And we'll see what else pops up today. That'll do it for the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Special thanks to Tim Allen. He will be hosting the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow, 2 to 6. Talking a lot of Brewers baseball. Spring training 2.0, summer camp, whatever you want to call it. Good things on the horizon, I promise. Bill Michaels up next, 10 to 2 here on The Fan.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa, AM 1250 and 105.7 FM. The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
On the next Bill Michaels show, Giannis says this is going to be the toughest championship ever to win. Do you agree? We'll get into that discussion and...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.